Time is 3:05, and you are tuned to KTOO FM in Juneau. Here on a Juneau afternoon, our first guest, Steve Hendrickson. He's a curator of collections for the Alaska State Museum, and he's got some whopping big item coming in here next Thursday. 18-ton train, is that correct, Steve?
That's right. Yes, we got a 18-ton locomotive that once ran in the Alaska Gastineau mine. That's up. It was up by Sheep Creek. It's coming in. It's actually here now. We're going to have a special exhibit of it at the museum on Thursday.
And that's going to be from 10 to 3. What are good people to walk on and crawl on it and do all that kind
well,
of stuff?
Well, no, it's going to stay on. It's going to be on a truck, and so we won't be able to let people actually get in it or on it. But it's still it'll be a pretty impressive sight to see this locomotive. It's an electric locomotive that used to operate in the mine, and also it ran ore cars from the mine down to where the mill was at Thane. So it was a pretty heavy-duty locomotive, even though by locomotive standards this is a pretty small one, but still it had a lot of power and was able to pull a train of probably at least 15 to 20 full ore carts down to the mill.
18 tons.
Yes.
And built in 1914?
Yeah, by the Baldwin Locomotive Works, and it ran in the mine about 10 years, and then they sold it to a cement company down in California, and they ran it for another 20 or 30 years until they also modernized and got rid of it. It ended up going into the California State Railroad Museum in Sacramento, and they had it for a while, and eventually they decided, though, it was surplus to their needs, and they offered it to us as long as we came up with the shipping costs, which you might imagine is fairly high for something like this.
It's more than a forever stamp, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So luckily, we talked to David Stone about it, and he was able to help us arrange for AML, Alaska Marine Lines, and Linden Trucking to actually transport that all the way from Sacramento to Juneau for free. So we basically got that as a donation, and really without that, this wouldn't have happened.
So it's a free train in the first place, and then it's a free trip. That is a good deal.
It's an exceptionally good deal. And it's really neat, too. As a trained museum professional, I try to stay a step back from getting too excited about a lot of the artifacts that we deal with, but this is something that it's very, very exciting to actually see this, even though you don't really think of Southeast Alaska as being a real train area. There were dozens of little railroads and trains that ran from various mines and construction sites around Southeast Alaska, and so it's really exciting to be able to have a part of that in our museum collection, albeit this is the heaviest artifact that we've ever had to deal with. And just dealing with the logistics, moving it around and finding a place for it is kind of daunting. And really that wouldn't have been possible until really this year, when we have a storage warehouse where we can actually put this thing in a secure environment until we decide how we're going to display it long term.
Now, you said you're a trained professional. You mean you never get the chills when you open up something? You go, wow.
Well, yeah, it still happens after all these years. But, you know, we also deal with, we're not just interested in priceless, highly significant things. We also are all about all aspects of life in Alaska, and we deal with everyday kinds of things as well. And that's really what we deal with a lot. But something like this is really exceptional that it's, for one thing, it wasn't scrapped a long time ago. These are antiquated equipment, and just like, you know, if you have a computer that's a couple of years old, you see how quickly technology changes, and what was your brand-new computer one day, just, you know, not too distant future, it's going to be essentially worthless. And machinery like this, it was typically scrapped, and that this is even around today is amazing. And also the chance to bring something a part of Alaska's history back to Alaska. Usually when things like this leave Alaska, it's a one-way street. It never comes back. But this is one of those rare moments when something significant is able to come back, and it's just really great to see this sort of thing happen.
Now, what are the final plans for it? I know a good use for it, I think, would be a bullet train to go out there.
Well, I'm not sure what the top speed of this would be. I wouldn't characterize it as fast as a bullet, but it's in good enough shape that it could probably be put back in running condition, although our plans are probably more along the lines of preserving it in a static display, at least for now. And we're working on various ideas on how we might put it on display. It's unfortunately too large and heavy to actually go in our existing museum building, so this may be the kind of thing that we'll incorporate into our new building. We recently got some funding from the state legislature to start design work on a new facility for the museum, the state library, and state archives. And if we planned from the ground up to be able to have a floor that could support the locomotive, we might be able to have it on display along with a couple of the ore cars that it pulled. Something like that, I think, would be a really neat way to display it, but that's probably years down the road, not to mention the fact that we have to deal with restoring the locomotive. It's been painted a number of times since it ran up here, and we think we can still see Alaska Gastineau Mining Company underneath many layers of paint, and our goal is to preserve as much of the original fabric of that locomotive as possible. So we may have to first go over the whole thing with fine sandpaper and work our way down through the layers of paint until we hit the bottom layer. And there's also some modifications to it that we'd, to put it back into the way it looked when it was up here, we'd have to make some minor modifications. Also, it had a big brass bell on it that's missing now, so we'd have to replace that. But it is largely intact, though, and so the restoration wouldn't be as much of a problem as it can be, especially since the Alaska State Library preserved a bunch of original drawings of the locomotive when it first arrived here. The AELNP gave them a vast archives of the mines that operated in this area, and so we have all the original specs of the locomotive, so that would make a restoration project a lot easier.
What does it look like now? Is it pretty much a rust?
It's not rusty. It's painted, and some of the paint is starting to flake off. So it doesn't look like something you'd normally see in a museum. It's basically raw material, but we did, normally we wouldn't exhibit something like this, but we wanted to give people a chance to see it before it goes into storage, since it may be a couple of years at least before we can actually have it displayed on a more permanent basis.
Now, you talked about the sanding down, just being a grain by, thin layer by thin layer until you get to the paint that you want to. What other special considerations are there as far as beefing it up for display?
Well, safety, of course, is something we'd have to consider, and I know some museums are able to allow people to climb up into the cab of the locomotive, and this one is so small, though, that might not be practical. It's only about 7 feet tall, and the cab is, for an adult, it's really kind of claustrophobic. So it may not be the kind of thing that we can ever allow people to go in, but safety, of course, is a big concern. We don't want people climbing on it, or there's all kinds of sharp edges there that they could get cut on. So that's first and foremost what we think about. Also, we basically have to decide, what story are we going to tell with this? And partly it would be a story about how the Juneau area had the world's largest gold mines here, and they were a model of efficiency. And part of the reason was they used electric locomotives in the mine, and that ran off of cheap electric power. And that was a major innovation at the time, and it helped the Alaska Gastineau mine become one of the most efficient mines in the world because of that. So it's kind of it was new technology at the time, and in Alaska they incorporated in it and made it very successful. So it's really, we look for things like that where Alaska is a trendsetter, or Alaska is somehow unique from the way things are done in other places.
You mentioned it's an electric train. How did they get the electricity to the train itself? Is it a batteries? Do they just charge batteries?
No, they had a 600 DC, 600 volt DC cable that ran over the top of the train, and it had a trolley arm that came up and connected to it. So part of the current came through the rail, and the other part came through the line that was about 10 feet overhead.
You mentioned this is a part of an expansion project, because right now the museum, and we were talking before we went on the air, that the present museum, including the land that it was on, cost $1 million. And the way prices have gone and construction prices have risen, what's the next figure you're looking at for the expansion project?
Yeah, well, it's still, you know, we estimate that it's probably going to be, you know, $60 million plus to construct a new addition to the museum. Back in 67, 68, that was, everybody called it the $1 million museum because it seemed like such a huge amount of money for our present building. But now to add onto it and also include space for the state library and state archives, the costs are creeping up. But we did get some funding in the legislature to come up with a set of blueprints. And once that's done, we'll have a better idea of what the cost for the building will be.
Any timeline?
Well, I'm hoping it's within my lifetime. it's really hard to predict anything like that. We're really thinking that the planning process may take a couple of years, and then beyond that, you know, it could be another 5 to 10 years plus to actually before we'd be able to use the space.
But you can see the 18-ton, built in 1914, Baldwin locomotive. This Thursday, it's going to be on display in front of the State Museum from 10 until 3. Can't climb on it, but you can at least get a chance to see some real Alaska and Juneau history.
That's right. Thank you.
Steve, what makes you get the willies the most about this train?
Getting it, you know, anytime you're transporting something like this by barge, you have nightmares about some incident where it would go over the side of the barge. Just the safety aspects, I guess. We're definitely not used to moving 18-ton artifacts around very often, and it's a little nerve-wracking. We also don't want to. We have in-floor heat in the storage warehouse where this is going to go, and we're worried about cracking the slab and causing our heat system to go out and things like that. Sinking into the pavement is another concern that you have to have. So
there it goes. All right, I've been talking to Steve Hendrickson, the curator of collections for the Alaska State Museum. You can see that 18-ton train that was built in 1914, a genuine piece of Juneau history, this Thursday at the Alaska State Museum right in front, and it's not going to be inside, correct?
That's right, in front.
Steve, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.